Now today, friends, I come to 1 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, and we find that there are two enemies. They were the constant, persistent, and seemed to be the eternal enemies of the nation Israel, and especially of David. And one was the Ammonites, and the other were the Philistines. And may I say that there's no such thing as compromise, that there are certain things that have to be fought out. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness today in the high places. If you're a child of God, you're also a soldier of God. That's the reason we're enjoying put on the armor of God. We're not to march against anyone. We're to stand. Stand, and that is the thing that's important today. If you stand for the things of God, you're in a battle, my friend. You're in a war, whether you like it or not. And the war may cease in Asia and in Africa and Europe and in the Western Hemisphere, but there'll still be war as long as there's evil in the world. Now, will you notice, I begin reading at verse 1, "And it came to pass that after the year was expired, at the time that kings go out to battle, Joab led forth the power of the army, wasted the country of the children of Ammon, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried at Jerusalem. Joab smote Rabbah and destroyed it." Now, we find here that this seems rather strange, does it not? It looks like Joab was the one that was the aggressor in this particular case. And he may have been, but if you are wanting to blame him, then you've forgotten what we looked at last time. You remember that David made a friendly gesture to the young king of Ammon? The old king died, and David sent his condolences and his sympathy, and he was insulted. And immediately the new king came against David in warfare. And so this is just a continuation of the warfare, my friend. There's no compromise with evil. As long as there's light and darkness, there must be. As long as there's right and wrong just can't agree with each other. The idea today that these two can get along is wrong. How can two walk together except they be agreed? And if you're walking with evil, because you've compromised with it, you're in agreement with it. My friend, this is something today the world's forgetting. It's almost, well, it would be amusing if it wasn't so tragic that there's so many people that are horrified at war when it's across the ocean. But when there's lawlessness in our streets, we must learn to understand these folk today. We just must learn to appreciate them. May I say that today there is hypocrisy in our contemporary culture that is sickening beyond degree. And if it's wrong across the ocean, it's wrong here. And evil must be opposed. Lawlessness must be opposed. Has to be. There cannot be right unless wrong is opposed. Now you have here the other persistent enemy of Israel and of David, the Philistines. Verse 4, "It came to pass after this that there arose war at Gezer with the Philistines." And we are told that the children of the giant were subdued. You remember this was the place where David had slain the giant. But now we find that the children of the giant are also slain. They were a constant enemy of the children of Israel. That is the message, I think, in this chapter here for you and me today.